We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page number 62, article Body and Soul, title Permitted and Forbidden in Using Human Science. So once again, Kabbalah for the Student, page 62, article Body and Soul. You can ask questions live on CAP TV.
Well, we learned here a few approaches to the matter of body and soul. What the people who are in this world are thinking, whether they are disconnected from the truth. Also, we learned in the article mistress that inherited her, a maid that inherited a mistress, that all humanity perceived with respect to body and soul was stolen from the wisdom of Kabbalah in the time of the prophets. Since then it spread throughout the world. And from here stemmed all the religions. And this is the matter of this terrible theology. Has there such a big confusion in humanity with this term body and soul? Yeah, whether the soul exists or doesn't exist. There's some force of vitality in the body like all animals. And where does this addition come? And if not, we are like all the if there is spirituality, well, where does it come from? Where would it remain after the body, the life of this body? So where does this imagination come from? That there's the next world, that there's life after death, and maybe as Pharaoh took with him all his servants into his grave, yes. Or in China, there are also such beliefs as we see. What has been revealed there, and more and more and more. So there's a few systems here. Either the system of nature, that what the body is has, is what it has, like a bag of some chemicals and the connections between them. Or that there's a brain, and well, of course there's a brain, but is there something beyond that? So there is the system of this, the second system, that there's something in addition to the body. Yeah, so there's something, nevertheless, the category that there's something is disappears. Why should it disappear? As there's no continuity to life, the person feels so bad that he cannot continue, that he can imagine anything. And there is a third system, being those who deny. They're very close to the materialistic approach. And later on he says the body and soul that is limited in the science by our Holy Torah is, what does he tell us? He says that the judge is nothing more than his body he can see. That it does not give us clear answer. Rather, he says, according to your vessel, this is what you'll receive. Both the answer, sensation, understanding, and also reality. Everything changes according to your vessels. And then due to that, he divides the whole of reality into revealed and concealed. And he says the following. Everything, again, is according to your vessels. You correcting what was in concealed. Now it is revealed. You correct more. Then again, what was concealed would be in the revealed. Accordingly, till you discover the whole of reality. As the judge is nothing more than his eyes can see, and you'll see your world in your life. And the more you'll be able to discover the world, that would be a world. What is there to talk about? That's it. Everything according to the vessels I've labored and I found. Yes, according to their reward, the exertions are their reward. Yeah. That's it. There's no room for imaginations here. Clear thus far? Are there anything not clear? Maybe there's something we don't want, but yes?
Many years ago, when I lived in Jerusalem, they said, when I was to Jerusalem, they said, look, there's a Kabbalist here. Kabbalists, they live outside their body. They know how to come out of their body to go to Egypt and come back. And really, I said, look, that's fantasy. That's like rubbish.
I saw it once in a movie that it's like a Star Wars or something like that. I saw how a bit like that, that they're as if leaving the body and then appearing in another planet, and then, oh, they're reappearing in the body.
So this is, what does he say here? He says the same here. He speaks about, he says that don't think about your body and so on.
No. He doesn't say do not think about your body. He says that what now you're feeling is the truth. That's the truth. Yes? No, Morris. Give him another hit. All right, he'll feel that. All right. Yeah, this way he will feel that he exists within that body. Give him a smack. Rather, you, by specific actions called correction of the sensation of perception. Yes? Correction of the senses. You can start feeling yourself in a totally different state. Everything depends on the senses. Now too you perceive yourself through the senses. You say, my body exists. Where do you get it from that my body exists? Oh, I feel like that. Meaning, there's a sense that feel like that. It's called the sense of touch, texture. Meaning, sense of touch is everything that I feel that I exist, everything exists that touches me, yes? Or that I'm within, consists of all kind of things. This is the sense of touch. After this sense of sight, taste, smell, hearing. These are senses that work on further distances. So it is said, what you are now depicting is a very subjective thing, subjective to your senses. Imagine yourself, you're a machine, and your senses are tuned for a certain specific range or frequency, perception. Let's start changing it. It's like in a radio receiver. Start changing its boundaries, the depth of the entry into certain reality, etc. If we start changing them, your world will change. Also, your body, as you perceive it, will change. Also, what you're feeling on the outside and what you're feeling of yourself from within will change. Maybe you'll see yourself like such a dinosaur like that, or I don't know. And... Yeah? Meaning everything is relative with respect to the senses. And then the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches you how to change those senses into an unlimited state called the world of no end. Olam Ein Sof. This is what's interesting. That now, what am I limited by? By feeling a specific reality. You're feeling this world, yes. Do you feel yourself? Yes. 7 billion people? Yes. Animals, beasts, etc., etc.? Yes. So this is called limited. And I'm also limited by not seeing the reasons, not the consequence of it, not the forces. You're just saying, like the child seeing cubes. Nothing beyond that. The wisdom in it, the connection between them, you do not see. Have you seen how they spray... some spray, then you see laser beams in the air, right? As they rob banks, yeah? All right, so we want to rob also, but a different world, the spiritual world. So I want to see all those lines. I want to see how everything depends on everything. Why do you want to see it? Well, if I'm not, maybe I'll be able to aim my destiny to something good. So at least here I'll have a good life. I'm not talking about that maybe some new horizons will open up after death, etc. They say, not after death. They say, after all, your body exists and die. It's all in your senses. Change your senses. Tune each and every one with a button so you can change it, yes? And all of a sudden your body either disappears or turn more eternal, maybe, or exist in a different manner. Everything depends on the senses. How will you tune them? You can elevate your senses to senses called Keter Chochma Bina Zeon Pin Melchut, whereby then they're not working in reception, in absorption, rather in bestowal, in emission. And then they turn eternal. Yes? And more and more. The perception of reality is something very important, because after all, what do we want for a child? To know what world he's in. Not for him to go and research anything. First of all, for him to know at least these are the good things, these are bad things, I should stay away from it, etc. First of all, to stabilize him correctly with respect to the environment. And this is what we need to know here. It is by that I establish myself correctly with respect to actions. What is the best thing to do? To discover the right reality, to position myself right with respect to the forces that are acting, because now I'm like a child, a baby that just moves his arms and legs without seeing and hearing anything. I need those senses. Yes?
So 2 weeks ago you talked about the sense of touch, and suddenly I got it. And when I talk to people who doesn't study Kabbalah, I ask them, what sense can't you do without? They say, yeah, you're right. Without the sense of touch, we don't exist. So that's beautiful. Now, what do you want to tell me by this? That if my sense of touch will not exist, then I will no longer exist?
Exist or doesn't exist with respect to you?
Yeah, but suppose I lose the sense of touch.
Yes.
I continue seeing, hearing everything. Sense of touch is gone.
Yeah.
Without the sense of touch, this world, don't feel it.
Huh? Well, so not even this world. What sensation would you have of this world if you don't have the sense of touch?
So this is what I'm asking. Can you exist without it?
Exist, yes, but without the sense of touch, and the reality that will be revealed is not the reality of this world. This world is what you discover now. This is how it is defined.
Which means that what do they tell us in Kabbalah? That if you leave this world, even without the sense of touch, you continue existing. This is what you teach us.
Yes. Yes. You don't need to die. If you're dead, nothing happens because you haven't changed your sense of touch. What?
We can exist in this world.
Yeah, we can.
As animals, cats, dogs, whatever. And it's impossible to exist without the sense of touch.
Because without the sense of touch, this world does not exist for me. Everything as if disappears.
We need to clear this theme up, because it's not that clear about the sense of touch.
The truth is all those senses are interdependent. You can't have one disappearing and the others not. However, what's important for us, we need to talk within boundaries we can perceive correctly. And here I'm being very cautious. The senses that are changing, all you have defined beforehand, as my world is changing. You start seeing people in a different manner. The friends, the enemies, the relatives, still vegetative, animate, everything changes. You start seeing in them an essence, qualities, forces, desires, instead of bodies. Because your desire become more and more scrutinized. It is from the still level become vegetative. What does vegetative mean? That the person feels that everything is not just a still matter. There is movement, its own desires, and here it changes. And until you start seeing that these are all forces, that there's no matter whatsoever, that it only seems to me like that prior, through my sense of touch. Yes?
The more a person ascends, the more he advances in spirituality.
Yes?
The sense of touch, it gradually, he feels it less and less, or what?
No, so I'll explain to you. That's a just question. He feel in his sense of touch. The sense of touch does not disappear. It doesn't disappear if a person still need to work on it. The sense of touch does not disappear. Rather, a person starts feeling beyond those senses of sight, hearing, smelling, touch, and taste, spiritual senses. You see this image as the Kabbalists who live in this world. He see this image alongside it. He see in parallel, as if picture within a picture, he sees a spiritual image of the forces. Well,
which means that the more I am inside my body,
however, then he does not attribute actions to the bodies themselves. Rather, he attributes to them the same forces that are behind them.
So the stronger I feel my sense of touch, the sharper I'm in it. It means that it's harder for me. Okay, I have to define the question. The more I'm in this, or as long as I'm in this world, the stronger I feel the sense of touch. The more I advance spiritually, I feel the sense of touch less and less. This is what you're saying?
Well, you attribute less and less importance to it.
So, I feel the blows and whatever. I feel it in my body and my sense of touch.
You identify yourself less with the matter. You're less identifying yourself with the matter. Well, it's just spinning around ourselves like a dog chasing its tail like that. It's not worth it. Let's read at least something and then we'll see.
Okay, so page 62. Hence, we who follow in the footsteps of our sages are not permitted to use the human science except with knowledge that has been proven by actual experience and of whose validity we have no doubt. Therefore, we cannot accept any religious principle from the above three methods, all the more so concerning the concepts of body and soul, which are the fundamental concepts and the subject of religion as a whole. We can only accept concepts of life sciences taken from experiments that no man can doubt.
It's clear, yes? A judge is nothing more than his eyes can see. We do not believe anything, nothing. Don't tell me that I have to believe. Don't tell me that I have to accept any term, any condition that I do not see or feel it in my five senses, do not reveal it in its true manner. That's it. Rather, you can come to me and says, it's worth your while knowing that and studying it, and you'll see that a new thing would be revealed to you. Well, that I understand, so I take it as a studying, meaning now I do not see that phenomena, and I'm going to study it. However, all in all, I'm relying on the science alone. Either I know everything, or there are other people who attain it, and just like I go to a doctor, the doctor is given the permission to heal. It's not that I need to be a doctor or also an engineer or architect. No, rather those same people as myself, whom by clear knowledge and by experience of people in their life attained a certain wisdom that exists in nature, and accordingly we exist. Accordingly we could use. Everything else is forbidden for usage and to pass it on from fantasies and as if I believe in something into knowing and using it. It is forbidden. First of all, this is the first and foremost what's called religion. So faith is what we are calling the attainment of the quality of bestowal. I believe means I am bestowing. To what extent and I'm believing? To the extent that I bestow. That's it. There's nothing more to it. Just like that, to close my eyes and say, oh, I believe, it's not accepted by us. Hence, it is not for no reason that it is written that the opinion of the students of the Torah is opposite to the opinions of the landlords.
Clearly, such a proof cannot be found in any spiritual matter, but only in physical matters set up for perception by the senses. Hence, we're permitted to use the third method to an extent. It engages only in matters of the body. In all those deductions that have been proven by experiments and which no one doubts, the rest of the concepts which combine the reason of their method and other methods are forbidden to us. When
meaning using your body as usual, it's a beast, you use a beast, you use it as much as you need. However, the soul, the nefesh, that you don't know, that you fantasize all kind of things, erase it and do not touch it. What?
There are many people in the world, maybe everyone even, they have a feeling and sense that there is such a thing called soul.
All right, it's a general illusion.
What do you mean, general illusion? We just said that everything I feel and sense is true. They have this feeling.
It's not in the sense.
What is it then?
I don't know. Whatever the fact you're feeling different to me. What are we looking at when we are feeling? We are hearing what? What's happening? What sense among your five corporeal animalistic senses? In what sense do you discover something of the spiritual world, something of the soul? Rather, what you're discovering is kind of an internal phenomenon, some fluid fantasies.
I'm not talking about a spiritual world. I'm talking about an evident feeling. A person feels.
Yes.
Like, I feel reality now here to the same extent of truth.
Yes.
I feel, not me, any person.
What are you feeling?
That there's something beyond this world.
All right.
There's something called soul. What do you mean it's okay?
No, because I can't take it as a fact. I feel the many things that I felt, so on.
It's a fact just like any other kind of reality that I feel.
No, it's not a fact.
Why not?
Because were you in Africa? Did you see all kind of people there?
Yeah.
What are they believing in and what you believe, there's a difference?
Yes.
So what are you asking about? So everyone has his own belief. You and you traveling there among all these tribes, even there's a difference from one tribe to the next. These things that way, those things that way, and that's it. And everyone believe, yeah, that there's life after death in some form. So Pharaoh thinks that life after death is like I exist here. If I'm going to the next world, so I have to take everything, all my servants with me. You know how they used to bury them along with them, etc. These guys think you need to bury it, burn the body, not leave anything out of it, and then the soul would ascend like the Indies and all that. Everyone in their style and in their place. So what? So the fact we have a desire for me to keep on living in some form and not body, rather after death, by a person has such desire, does that make it the truth?
I'm not talking about the faith of people here and there. I'm talking about a feeling. My feeling of this world is subjective as well.
This sensation is not a result of the senses. It is a result of imagination. I'm sorry, you do not discern between the two. In what sense do I perceive the spirit?
Really good question. I don't know how to answer that.
So I don't perceive it. Rather, within my imagination, something revolves around and that's it. There are many such imaginations in the world. We are hardly even discern between imagination and reality. And even reality is imaginary, if we are speaking about it. It's very relative. You guys for the same question? Yes, Moti?
I don't know where did it start, but there's a stigma that spirituality is something airy, unclear, and that this world is tangible and solid. Maybe it's hard to leave it because of that feeling.
Well, due to many things.
How would you define the difference between spirituality and this world?
Not in our imagination, really, in the truth. The truth is bestowal and reception. Living in the desire to receive or living in the desire to bestow.
Because the senses are sharper? Or?
Sharper, deeper, because you are attaining the godly system that establish and manage all the matter. The matter, the desire to receive, does not disappear. Rather, you discover endless, infinite interconnections in the desire to receive. Yes.
So actually what you're saying is that anyone involved in research of the what we envision, depict as spirit, these researches aren't for him. It's then.
This is called theology, and we don't want to touch it at all. They stole a bit of knowledge from the wisdom of Kabbalah. And I was telling how I met in Moscow there with that famous ideologist, theologist. And they live by taking few names and turn it into philosophy by whatever they feel like. But really the names they stole from the Sam and Lilith and all those things, they have it all. Yeah. All those names they took from the Zohar and turned it into their own network. So the world exists not as it is described in the Zohar, rather a new kind of network. And then it turns out that we are eventually, we are at fault in everything. That way it leads to, not a correction. Do not think so. Rather, that by that you need to erase the Jews altogether and everything would be fine.
So the thing is that the academy and the research world are overflown with these imaginations.
You're asking me. When I did my doctorate, you know what spins in the air I had to do? At least not to say wholeheartedly what they demanded of me. Otherwise, they did not accept it. It has to be that it has to be this, this, and that as accepted by philosophy.
So this is a big problem for us, because when we turn to the audience, we want to base everything on research, show that it's something that you can prove and so on. But today you don't have the tools to really research it. It's something that's unacceptable.
They don't have the tools to research it either. Well, it's one versus the other. What, does theology have the tools? No. Rather, for us, now, actually, there are tools. The tools become clearer and clearer. It's like if we talk about the crisis, after 10 years, doesn't matter. But they see that, yes. If we're speaking of ego as the cause for all the bad things, whether they recognize it or not, they start to accept it. If you're talking about the fact that we must change man, otherwise man destroy the world and destroy himself, like cancerous cells in the body, yes, they begin to understand that. If we say that man's nature can be changed only by the need for our connection with others, only by forming the new society by these type of connections, whether they want it or not, they start talking about it. Well, the world accept gradually, as much as we inject in it all this information, it begins to digest it.
I understand, but when we go outwards, we're looking for proof, research.
What research and proofs?
To support what we're saying.
Out of what I said.
Yeah. So yes. From what I understand that you're saying.
Why do we need this research and support?
To reach the audience.
Exactly, to reach the audience. I don't need this scientific evidence.
This I understand, only these researches that weren't done by us, we can more or less throw them away very soon, and until we establish our own research institution, then...
We don't need a research institution, we are now in it. We have it now. Rather, we need it in order to go out to the wide audience, because they respect the scientists. And this is how it will always be, until the wisdom of Kabbalah will begin to show itself after all these things as the source of all these wisdoms. Well, where did you stop?
Yet. The rest of the concepts which combine the reason of their method and other methods are forbidden for us to use.
If I imagine something that I have no touch with my senses, no contact with it, it is called idolatry. So just understand where we all are, all the people, including all the Jews and the whole of humanity. A person has to be like a beast. What I have in my hands, this is it. What I don't, does not exist, because only that approach will obligate me to change myself and see within my own hands a new world. Otherwise, I'm just imagining something extra. If I stop imagining and saying, none outside of my five senses that judges nothing more than his eyes can see, that necessitates me to expand my senses. Hence, this prohibition is essential for the new approach, for self-change, and by that, revealing the upper world. What is the upper world? In the senses that I'm improving, upgrading. What? What?
Okay, what you're saying works here in the world of Kabbalah, 2 million people. Look what's going on the outside, who believes what you're saying.
I know, I gave a talk in Haifa 2 days ago. I felt it when I said so. You're right, hold on. It's a matter of recognition of evil. Sit down, so you won't fall. It's a matter of recognition of evil. When a person, only once he reaches the peak, the very end, when he really feels that it pokes him, then he opens up. Humanity must reach to the very end of all kind of beliefs with all its forms, hence all this fanatism that exists now in Islam, and again the guys there in their church increase. There's room for it. People have to express all these approaches to the very end, and then through that, from one end to the other, to truly reach and discover the truth. A simple truth, materialistic truth, that is based only on research and senses. This is the wisdom of Kabbalah. No mysticism whatsoever. There's no connection to anything other than, you know, it's like a donkey before the sack with grass or grains. It's truly as simple as that. If it's there, it's there. If not. It won't help you. You will eventually discover that all these beliefs do not provide you with food. They give you nothing. That you are falling and you don't know how neither to die nor to live. You'll see what will happen with the world. You will not be allowed to maintain your life within your senses so that you will feel the need to change them. Just look where it's heading. As long as we exist in our senses, we feel this world, and we can get along in this world without changing our senses, yes? then we exist. We begin to deteriorate, meaning these senses begin to shrink, to limit us, yes, to pressure us. It is like labor contractions, that everything turned dark, limited, problematic, risks. And then I have no choice. I must escape from these senses. In them I feel death. What shall I do? And I cannot do any extra calculations in those senses and believe that beyond that there is something that now I can't even exist now. It won't help me thinking that there's something beyond death, etc., next world or whatever. See, these pressures now, as if pressuring your pocket. No, it will pressure your soul, so-called, will squeeze you, your force of livelihood, and will bring you and others, because it's something of the public, of the whole world, yes? It will bring you to the understanding, along with the wisdom of Kabbalah that we will publish, that to the understanding that we must change our senses. In our general sense, called the desire to receive. And it must be changed into a desire to bestow. And not to delve in anything we do not understand or do not see. It won't help us. People would develop into such way that they will feel that we must go only for the change of the senses. This is what is called, I've created the evil inclination, and I've created Torah as a spice. And this is called that you are coming to the good inclination. That's it, there are three states. The evil inclination, it's revelation, called stay away from evil, and by the correcting force, by the light, and do good. Yes.
2-3 years ago, we talked about tycoons. And what do we see now? That the tycoons are going into bankruptcy, problems, so on.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fine.
By the way, I don't think it's good.
I know, I'm saying, but what can you do? What will help them with money? Can't help them with money.
No.
So, okay, that's how the Creator wants it. That's how it's going to be. On the other hand, what am I saying? There are those very people that are really doing real wicked business, and they're religious. And we tell them, guys, make a change. And they say, with God's help, you know. So, what's going to happen? Everyone will go bankrupt, and from there we'll grow again? Or how do you see this? Because this is the process now. More and more unemployed. Everyone's lying on every corner. I see reports, and on television I see other reports. Really, we're being cheated. The friends don't know here, but it's amazing. You're being lied to. And see what's happening with the fuel, and with all that's going on in the world, where are we headed?
We are heading towards the correction. Because all in all, we are now in kind of a process called recognition of evil. And I'm very glad that we are in such a generation that we can reveal the wisdom of Kabbalah and show, versus all this lie that is revealed, that there's a wisdom that can elevate us beyond that. You have no other chance of coming out of what is happening, and you need not to have anything else, because it is all arranged precisely according to the corrections, so that only the corrections that the wisdom of Kabbalah can bring us. We live throughout history in justifying our desire to receive. We raised it all the way. We developed it all the way. Now we need to recognize the evil in it and the method by which we can convert it to good. That's it. We are in a very beautiful passage. It's called the passage of birth. As we felt bad, and in the process of birth, we convert the desire to receive into good. Action of birth, meaning I make a restriction what was beforehand in the womb, my previous development. Our whole history was the womb, because we evolved like that as we were evolved. All kind of forces worked upon us, forces of development, and developed us. Now, for the first time, we begin to feel what is happening. The wisdom of Kabbalah starts to show itself. There are books everywhere for anyone who's interested, etc., etc. And then we are in the doorstep of the birth, the opening of the birth, that we begin to feel, to recognize the evil. First of all, it is evil within itself that a person wants to come out of the womb through the labor, the contractions and everything pressure him, and then everything ready for existence. So we, as the birth nurse, we need to help him come out and be of a birth support. And I'm blaming no one. Tycoons, these, those. It's your work to gain by these conflicts from the workers' unions. I also have the work of gaining by these conflicts, but it's something else. I'm very glad that this is what is happening. And this whole process is clear, whatever is about to happen. And I must be certain that we will accompany this process so that it will not turn into a path of suffering and wars, etc., rather through recognition of evil. And for the time being, with God's help, as they say, if with God's will, it will happen. Yes, Hanoch. Hanoch, friend.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
You said that we have to give the whole world the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Mm-hmm.
And a few months ago, I asked you about how can we give the wisdom of Kabbalah to the whole world and also to my country. I have friends there. And you told me...
You're talking of Ghana?
Yeah, Ghana.
You said my country. Said no, Israel or Ghana. All right. Ghana. All right.
So you said that I can study and learn in order to advance. Thank God, Monday, the courses are starting.
Here or there?
Here.
But there they learn by the internet.
For the time being, I'm telling them. My question... You said that if I want to advance, I have to study and so on.
Oh, so you're entering a course.
Monday, there's the introductory lecture starting all over Israel, and I wanted to ask you, what course do you think will help me advance the best way in order to help them, help me convey the wisdom of Kabbalah to them?
Well, you have to start with a fundamentals course.
I finished the third campus.
All right, so we need to recommend him. Leo, I don't know what to recommend exactly, but you have to turn him into a teacher so he can connect with his people in Africa and pass on to them the same. You know him? All right. So.
I'll find him, don't worry.
All right, so you grab him there and I'm with you.
Thank you.
Yes. Where is this friend from?
Good morning. I'm from Haifa originally, now in Tel Aviv.
Uh-huh.
I want to ask, if I understand correctly, we say that a judge has only what his eyes see. And for me it means that my will to receive works from deficiency to deficiency. I'm motivated by deficiencies.
Yes.
I'm trying to formulate what I want to ask. If I move from deficiency to deficiency, then that very moment that a deficiency is created within me, there is a very clear picture depicted in my senses. What is the fulfillment for that deficiency?
Yes, if it's a scrutinized deficiency, yes.
And then I start the calculations. Is it enough what I want to get or not?
Or how to achieve not the desire, the fulfillment.
Okay, so that's how the will to receive works. Now we're saying that the next degree will be a degree of bestowal, and that following level, it's supposed to be also kind of a, some kind of a deficiency for bestowal, where, if I understand correctly, these blows that the world's going through will suddenly, naturally, will create a state where there will be a new deficiency in my senses that will give me a depiction of a future fulfillment of bestowal?
No, no. Automatically it will never be. It will nevertheless be by inner war, scrutinies, subjugation towards society. You need to establish an infrastructure where a different image, depiction would be revealed to you. To invert the senses from reception to bestowal, you need to want it gradually. And this inversion in itself occurs by the light that reforms.
Is it something that... Suppose now I'm sitting in a group, in a large group of people, if we talked about intentions throughout the lesson, we don't have the right intention, we're the seed of the scornful.
No, we're not the seed of the scornful. We nevertheless want to scrutinize how to reach the quality of bestowal. Hence, it is not the seeding of the scornful. No, no. Rather, the seeding of the scornful is those who do not want to reach bestowal, those who do not want to care his senses, those who do not think that only by the senses they can reach a realization of the purpose of creation and the self-realization. Rather, they imagine to themselves all kind of other things. Either they imagine to themselves that this world, that something, so where what exists is only the materialistic world, or imagine to himself that there's some other place, and there is the spiritual world, and distances, and souls, etc., etc. So we are neither in these imagination nor in those. We are in the present in order to turn it in a conscious, aware manner, the future.
So this is so we're supposed to introduce this new deficiency to the seed of the scornful as well?
Yes, because it's also our deficiency where it seems to us as those clowns. So the extent to which you love them and bring them near you, this is actually your own correction. Well, are we advancing towards the end? Well, yes. Give him a microphone, please. Last one. The kindergarten teacher.
Rob, so how do we turn to that part that incarnates from incarnation to incarnation?
It is called reshimo. Reshimo, constantly evolving. That's alone. There's no body, no soul, nothing. It's called reshimo, only a data. Because the general desire exists and we constantly are exchanging. Both yesterday and today and tomorrow, etc. And in our changes, there are those as if we are losing the body. But it is all in the sense. There's nothing more than the sense. It's difficult to imagine that. However, it is reshimo, records, a chain of records of reshimo from the world of Insof to our world with all its descendants, concatenation, with the mingling and the shattering and the exile, etc. And now we begin to ascend. Now we're at the end of this exile. We need to scrutinize precisely. This is the place of the soul search. What are we doing things for? What for, etc., and we start ascending. We need to bring about that inversion, that inverting the direction and ascend. This is upon us. Well, Morris, last one. Just due to honor you. In his envy. No?
The example that Baal HaSulam gives in the introduction to the Book of Zohar about the soul that was cut off from the like a rock cut off by the axe from the mountain.
You have a great desire where there was a sensation of itself. Say, it used to be, if we can say. And now you have a small sensation in a small portion called individual soul, individual desire. What you're feeling now is called this part. Nothing was created other than the desire. What is there? What else is there to imagine? Well, let's get rid of all these theologies and go back to the judge that believes only in what he has in his hands.
Announcements. The truth. It's worthwhile to reveal. Open day in Bet Kabbalah Lam. We're inviting you for introductory lectures that will take place all over Israel, 3rd of September, 6:30. Tuesday evening lecture in the city of Rehovot, the weekly meeting with Dr. Lightman, take place next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Admission is free. Uniting in the North, dear friends, before we start our new year, we're all meeting, all the friends, for unity in the North. Thursday till Saturday evening, 20th to the 22nd of September, Men Convention in the North of Israel. And today, 3 p.m., a workshop for women broadcasted on Sviva Tova. Have a great day and a great night. מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהוא טוב וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Китайски говорят, расстояние пропало от Аляски до Урала, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén más ciudades y naciones más hermanos y uniones grandes olas de amor solo un clic un corazón around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine